biscuit pan.
And so then she'd say she was going to make what?
Biscuits.
Mm-hmm. What would you make with cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Mm-hmm. And this is how?
Oh, with shortening and cornmeal and put into a muffin pan.
A large round pan, a deep
no,
pan?
No, it's a series of little depressions in a mm-hmm. pan.
Then you get individual loaves?
Right.
Mm-hmm. what else might you make out of cornmeal?
Dad used to like, and I used to like, crackling bread.
And how's this made?
Well, this is a hard cornmeal pastry that had cracklings in it. The pig skin has been salted and baked.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get this?
Oh, Dad would get the so-called cracklings from the butcher shop.
Mm-hmm.
Mother would make the make it up.
Did your mother ever make those round things with a hole in the middle that you'd drop in?
Donuts.
Mm-hmm. Were these made out of cake dough or?
Yes, cake dough.
Mm-hmm.
She never didn't make bread donuts.
Mm-hmm. And in the morning, did she ever make those things that you'd pour out on a skillet or something on top of the stove?
Hot cakes.
Mm-hmm. What did you put on those?
Syrup, butter. Sometimes jelly.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
I say sometimes jelly.
Mm-hmm. Doggone, I can't see my counter. You ever try to get anything off on these tapes when you don't know where it is?
Yes.
Isn't that a rare
treat? It's a long, drawn-out procedure.
Every minute you put on means 1 minute you have to listen.
Right.
You know, I think the high point in my life will be when I learn to listen to these things at twice their normal speed and understand them.
We've got a new little RCA down there. I haven't learned to operate yet. One of the fellows told me it has certain advantages in that respect. I don't know just how... what they are, but he said the best he's ever seen.
Hmm.
He can find something on tape almost like that.
Is that right? Maybe it's a good counter.
Well, it's got a counter on it, but he's got some other system of operating it. I don't know what it is.
I bet if you could run this thing at a third again as fast, I bet it would be intelligible.
Yeah.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Pick up what you want and set it out. You know, I've often thought this would be nice for long distance telephone calls, too.
Yeah.
You want to get your information out in a hurry? Record about, 1 and 15 sixteenths, is that it? And then play it on the telephone at 7.5 inches
yeah.
per second.
Mm-hmm.
Let the other fellow pick it up at that speed and play it back at 1 and 15 sixteenths.
Of course, this essentially is what they're doing on a lot of your wire transmissions, you know.
Uh-huh.
They type it off on a tape, then put the tape in the...
Uh-huh.
It goes at a fantastic speed, and then, uh-huh. of course, it's reinterpreted at the other end.
But this you could do yourself.
Yeah.
And all sorts of goodies. Have your tape, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. What did your mother put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Yeah, where'd that go now? If she had a recipe that called for, say, 6 pounds of flour and 2 pounds of sugar and stuff like that, and she wanted to cut this by a